The awful part happened when I opened the lid of the toilet.
That motherfucker didn't flush. Wait, there's no toilet paper in it. Oh, no.
There was a giant log of poop in there, but no toilet paper. I immediately opened the garbage can to see if he threw the dirty paper in there, but nope, it was empty. What did this man do? How did he wipe? Did he wipe at all? I thought about him sitting there in the break room eating his lunch and sliding all over the chair and wanted to gag. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Big Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tory and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove.
What is the weirdest, what is some like weird bathroom experiences you've had? Because there's some weird shit. I feel like that's...
Dude, like...
Public restrooms? Like, Wild Wild West.
I'm saying. Outdoors? Drunk girls?
Wild Wild West.
Everything. I've experienced some shit basically since I moved to Atlanta.
Oof.
Basically.
City life, too.
Basically. That is a good muffin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So. I told you there's going to be a bathroom episode.
Okay.
So I hope you're ready.
I'm ready. I need to hear what happened.
All right. Well, first off, we're going to start with a little story. That's not mine.
Oh, okay. A bathroom story?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I can find it. All right. Just because it's funny and hilarious, and we need to start this off right. Hopefully this guy didn't delete it. All right.
People do that on Reddit. Y'all are tripping.
They did. And he did. But you know what? I screenshotted that shit.
Post some off-the-wall shit. Probably feel guilty about it and then delete it. Because what if somebody figures out your identity? You can't fucking handle it.
That's what I'm saying. You listened here, Jay Sand 2. Stop deleting shit.
That's right.
Oh, wait. Actually, no. That wasn't him.
My
oh, because it deletes the username, too. Just kidding. Sorry, dude. Didn't mean to put you on blast there. Random guy. All right. I started screenshotting this stuff because that's not going to happen to me anymore. So, all right.
Punk ass.
Here we go. Am I overreacting for dwelling on the fact that my coworker most likely doesn't wipe his butt?
Bruh.
Please tell me if I'm crazy or not. A couple of days ago, I needed to drop the kids off at the swimming pool at work, if you know what I mean. Yes, we do. The bathroom at my workplace is only a single room, i.e. only one person can go in, and they lock the door behind them. So when I tried the door, it was locked. I waited in the break room, which was just outside the bathroom, greeted my coworker when he exited. He sat down and started eating his lunch. I went into the bathroom and immediately noticed an awful smell. I knew that dude just dropped a gross one. Uh-huh. I couldn't judge, though.
Yeah.
That's what I was there for. The awful part happened when I opened the lid of the toilet.
That motherfucker didn't flush. Wait, there's no toilet paper in it? Oh, no.
There was a giant log of poop in there, but no toilet paper. I immediately opened the garbage can to see if he threw the dirty paper in there, but nope, it was empty. What did this man do? How did he wipe?
No.
Did he wipe at all? I thought about him sitting there in the break room eating his lunch and sliding all over the chair and wanted to gag. Someone please give me a rational explanation, or maybe I'm overreacting and I don't need one.
What if the cleaning lady just came to change the trash out?
No, but he went right behind him.
Oh.
Like, right behind him. He was waiting on him.
Oh.
He said, someone please help. I'm going crazy. I have to look this man in the eyes every day.
He got freaking doo-doo booty. That's gross.
Yup.
Or dude. What if maybe he, like, went to flush? And maybe, like, the log was too big and, like, just the toilet paper went in?
Dude, listen. That's hilarious because that's, like, the first comment. Maybe it was a floater and the paper got sucked down first. And somebody said, oh, yeah, that's a very reasonable explanation.
Yeah. God, please. I would have confronted that motherfucker about that. I'm sorry. I would have had to have known. There are some people who do weird stuff.
Dude, I'm saying, one of the comments on here was, what, do you think we all all have work and home poop knives handy? Who out here has poop knives? That's ridiculous. God. That's gross.
A poop knife.
Poop knife. You got a poop knife out here?
That's so nasty. What the hell?
I'm saying. So, I went to this concert on Saturday. It's like a metal concert. So it's for Periphery. And some other band. Anyway, so I have to pee a lot. It's just facts, right? So, and I also don't drink. So I generally, when I'm around other people that are drinking, I drink a lot of water. And I don't really know why, but I do.
I don't know. Maybe every time you see them take a sip, you like subconsciously drink your water.
Feel left out. So I gotta feel left in. So I gotta drink a lot of water. Also, I just get dehydrated. It's like I'm dehydrated for everyone around me. I don't know. But anyway, so I go to the bathroom. And let's see. I'm trying to think because there's a lot of things that happen. So.
Oh, God.
When I first went in there, there was. All right. There was a chick that came out of the bathroom. She checked herself out in the mirror, made sure her outfit was like good and everything. Didn't wash her hands. First off, that is a huge pet peeve for me. Just saying.
Bathroom hands? Not washing your bathroom?
Wow, you took all this time to like look at yourself and then like didn't
rinse them?
Not even a rinse.
You gotta at least rinse them.
Bro. Not even a thought either. She didn't even pause to like look at the sink to even think about it.
That's gross.
And there was like. So the way this bathroom was, it was like kind of in the corner of the venue, which was essentially a theater. And so like when I went to go inside of it, it's like by an ATM. It looks just like an empty corner. And when I opened it, there's like a bunch of people in there. The line is inside the bathroom. It's like Z-shaped because everybody's trying to not get hit by the door. So like when I initially went to go in, I pushed on it. And this happened several times throughout the night where somebody just thought it was funny to, like, not let people in and just be a dick. So I almost hit somebody when I opened the door because I'm pretty strong. So I just pushed right through it. And whoever was holding it, they had to move. They about got hit. But, yeah, she didn't wash her hands. Next thing you know, standing in line, I'm making chit-chat because this is what I do. Because it was awkward as hell in there, bro. So everybody saw that girl leave. And everybody kind of was like, you know? Like, we saw you do that. It's like 8 people in this bathroom. Not including the people actually using it. So next thing you know, I'm talking to this lady. Everybody's drunk, too. I'm completely sober. So it was real weird.
Oh, gosh. Everybody's drunk. I bet you felt weird in general.
No, I love it. It's my favorite experiment. Yeah, like when I go out like in public and every single other person is drunk and I'm sober.
You don't get irritated.
It's like a big joke to me.
I get irritated.
Bro, this lady, she had to have been in her 40s. She's got bleach blonde hair. She got on a backward baseball cap. She's got giant boobs. And she smells of cigarette smoke, just to give you like a description.
Oh, God.
And she was like, immediately
it's
lumped
like
me in.
60% of the Mississippi population is what you just described.
Well, it's just, I don't know. She, to me, I was like, you're a little out of place at a metal concert. Cause I was like, you're somebody's mama for sure. And sure enough, she was like, yeah, I'm here with my boys.
Oh, you know, yeah, she's there to take care of her kids.
She was like, this is the 4th Periphery concert we've been to. And I was like, oh word. Y'all are like regulars. Y'all are like super fans. And she was like, yeah, you know, she's like, I got to take a picture with Spencer at the last one, which is like the lead singer. And she was like, so I was pretty hyped about that. And, you know, she was telling me,
what the heck?
These people try to take our spots earlier. And I was like, y'all don't know about us. And I was like, oh, they're like super fans. Like, I was like, yeah, you're right. They don't know about us. Yeah. I just started hyping her up. And she was like, yeah. And she like put her arm around me and starts telling me more shit. And I was like, man, this lady's like my best friend. She's a Labrador for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Golly, she sounds like
just
energy central. My goodness.
She's wild. So, okay. So as the night progresses, everybody's more fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. I'm trying to think. I wrote some of this shit down for y'all because I was like, I'm going to get so hyped up over the shit, I'm not even going to fucking remember.
Oh, my God.
Which is ridiculous because I was completely sober, but I get tired and then I forget shit. All right. So, okay. So, next time I go in the bathroom, not as many people in there. There's a girl washing her hands at the sink. She has a clear backpack, and I'm just looking at it because I always find it fascinating when people wear clear backpacks because they're like, I can see all your shit.
Well, you have to at concerts.
I have never heard this rule, and she was the only person I saw all night that had one.
It has to be a clear backpack or a mesh one.
Really?
Yeah.
I brought a fanny pack. It was leather. Yeah, they just checked
little.
It.
It's little, though. That's different.
Oh, if it's a big bag?
If it's a backpack? Yeah, it has to be clear.
All right, well, why are y'all bringing fucking backpacks inside a concert? Y'all can't leave that shit in your car, bro?
Me and Ryan have a big clear backpack that we used.
Listen.
When we went to,
I can understand under some circumstances, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's nice because you could put water in there, you could put snacks, you could put,
I don't think they let you have any of that.
Oh, we hid it in a t-shirt. We just wrapped it. You put an extra t-shirt because we knew we were going to be sweating so bad. And sure enough, we were sweating so bad. So I had an extra t-shirt. We just swapped out t-shirts.
That's like a festival though, right? Where it's
was just a long concert.
That's different.
It was hot as shit.
I feel
outside.
Like that's different. You have to bring
and
a
backpack
for that.
We were outside.
So this concert was from 7:30 to it was done by 10:30, 11.
No, I think we were there for 4 or 5.
Yeah, that's different. That's more almost
a
festival concert.
Yeah.
So, all right. So,
Maybe it just felt 4 or 5 hours. Maybe it was only 3.
I don't know. Yeah,
we were
there
for multiple hours, so we needed a backpack.
They do feel like a long time. But I just had my water. I got a water at the bar, and they had a little cooler thing. I just refilled that shit all night, and I'm that's all that I need. I have my little fanny pack. Just in case, Sean wanted me to stick some of his stuff in there, too. So I left it pretty
flat.
Just
your phone and your keys.
Yeah. Just, basic stuff. You know what I'm saying? Somebody tried to rip that off of me. We're going to fight. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, I thought you said somebody did. I was like, oh.
Hell no. I'm not the one.
Ooh, I know.
They should look at me and see I'm sober. That's, first off, don't fight sober people.
Mm-mm.
I'm more balanced than you. You're going to get fucked up. Second off, don't fight me.
Ever.
At all.
Whether you're sober or not.
It's at all.
A word to the wise.
Don't take my fucking fanny pack, okay?
So back to the bathroom. Girl's washing her hands.
All right.
Which is
so
better
girl,
than last time.
She's washing her hands, so that is an upgrade. But she's got this clear-ass backpack. And so on the outside of the backpack, she's got her debit card, fully readable. Not in a wallet and just naked. Just out. And so I'm just once again, bathrooms are a huge experiment to me. I'm never going to fucking see these people again. So
yeah.
I'm just excuse me, ma'am. Does it concern you that your debit card is in a spot where everyone can see it?
Yeah.
And read it. And she turns around and she makes this face. I'm like, she's really drunk. And she's like, someone's going to try to steal my debit card number? And I was like,
yes,
they could. And she was like, well, if they need it that bad, I mean, and she just paused and it looked like her brain literally melted. And she was like, then fuck them. And she just is like, yeah, fuck them. And I'm just like, yeah, fuck them. And I just didn't know what to do from there. So I was just like, you're right. And then she just was kind of like, and she walked out of the bathroom. And I was
damn.
On the inside, I was giggling a lot because I was just like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Yeah, for real. What?
Also, it was in the outside pocket. And I'm pretty sure it was unzipped. So I'm like, somebody could literally just stick one index finger in there and just grab that shit.
For real.
But I looked at the girl to the left of me who was on the wall and she was also in line. And I was just kind of like, and she was like, she looked down. She was like,
damn, you should have just stole that shit and not said anything.
Nah.
No, not for real life. I'm just saying you could have been like, hey, you need to protect this shit better.
Yeah. Could have just snapped. Bro, this. Listen, I feel like that's like some you fuck around, you find out shit. She was fucking around and she's going to find out one day. Run around with a clear ass backpack expecting people not to steal debit cards.
You have to put a t-shirt down in there for the valuables.
You got to do something. Bro, put it in a goddamn wallet. Who's walking around with naked ass cards and no wallet? Why would you do that? Bro, if you guys are out here just walking around with plain ass cards, like out in plain sight, y'all are asking
for it. It's like, it's who? I can't quit yawning. It's starting to piss me off. That's like my seventh yawn.
You might need a second to just get them all out.
I know. I'm like, I almost did it again just then.
You sit up. You lean back too hard.
I'm like, do I need to take a deep breath? Can I not breathe? What's happening?
All right. So.
Anyway, yeah.
All right.
It's like she had her wallet at home, and she was just like, I'm just going to pick this one card out of it and stick it in my bag. Where's her ID?
Probably right behind it. Yeah, there was two cards in there. I couldn't see what the second one was.
So
but
dumb.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this chick is big dumb. So, anyways, big dumb. So, all right. Get it.
I'm going to slap the shit out of myself. Suck that air bro. In.
Suck it in.
I know. Maybe I need to take a big drink of water.
Yeah, there you go.
How was your second bathroom experience?
So this would be the third bathroom experience. So I go back. Third time. At this point, we are like in the heat of the concert. I'm having a good time. I'm yelling my ass off. Everybody's yelling. Everybody in the cruise had like 5 beers except me. Still sober. Not doing nothing. So I go back to the bathroom. And so when I arrive in there, there is like one regular stall and one handicap stall. That's what this bathroom is. Like, as soon as you walk in, it's like handicaps right in front of you. And then right to the left, you got a regular skinny stall. And then you got like 2 sinks to the left of that. And then paper towels and then door. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I walk in and that it makes the line all weird. So there's not too many people in there this time. But people are more drunk and fucked up by now. So there's like one chick holding the handicap door, like at the top. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Did y'all like... Get it.
What is wrong with me?
Yeah, wake your ass up.
I know. Good God. My eyes are watering.
Oof.
Anyway, go ahead.
So, all right. So I'll go in there. This chick's holding the stall of the handicap at the top. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, did you guys, since I came in here last.
There's only 2 feet under the door though, right?
Yeah.
Did you check?
I didn't wonder that for a second. But also, like, why would some random chick be, like, holding the. So I thought it was, like, some chick and her friend. Like, oh, my friend's really fucked up. She, you know what I mean? Like, well, actually, no. First, what I thought was, like, damn, y'all broke the fucking door since I've been here, like, 20 minutes ago or whatever it felt like. And then, like, as it's like that chick's turn to go, she's like, oh, can you like hold this door for me? And so before that chick leave, like, I, like a couple of people, it's like passed through. I'm like, this is such a woman thing, man. Men do not do this shit. Okay.
I'm like, what? Wait. So and you'll the know. Door was broken, so she was holding the door because
no.
It was broken.
So, like, before everybody starts to leave who, like, is informed of what's actually happening with this fucking door, because it's like, bro, like, 5 people have held this fucking door right now. Me and another girl are like, hey, like, what the fuck is happening? Like, why is the door being held? And they're like, oh, she's just, like, that chick is way too fucked up. And we're like what, she's drunk, like she's fucked up, like she like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, she didn't lock the door, so we like have to hold it. So I go in the bathroom, I pee. As I'm peeing, I like look under the stall.
Yeah, how many feet's under there? That's what I want to know.
There's 2 feet.
Okay, not in 4.
But the feet are real kind of floppy. Yeah, and it's like one of them's on top of a phone. So I was like, oh, they are fucked up. Like, cause you're not gonna like be all like weird and like stepped on your phone like that. You wouldn't do that. So
she literally put her phone on the ground and felt like she's like on the toilet trying not to die right now.
Right. So, all right. So I come out of the thing, wash my hands, whatever. One of the chicks is like, I think we should check on her because she's been in there for a while. And her feet are like have not moved. Because we all at this point have started peeping. I mean, you start to wonder this kind of stuff when you're in these situations where people get super fucked up. So one chick's like, all right, fuck it. I'm going in there. And so me and another girl are like, all right, we'll like help you. And so she goes in there, chick's on the toilet, pants down, fucking passed out, face forward. Like, not asleep. Like, yes, not moving, just pass the fuck out.
On the toilet.
On the fucking toilet, dude.
Somebody call this girl an Uber. Like, where's her parents?
Well, like, where's her crew? Like, where's her bathroom buddy?
None of them know her then.
No, we're all strangers here in the bathroom, just, you know, as a united front trying to, like, why is the bathroom clogged? But we need to help this girl. So we go in there, like, homegirl wakes her up. And she's like, hey, and like, you know, the chick's just like, hi, you know.
How dysfunctional do you have to be to put yourself in a situation like that?
She gets her, like, we're all trying to hold her up. She pulls her pants up. I button her pants. We get her, like, out of the stall or whatever. And, like, she is slurring words so bad that we can't even understand her. Mm-hmm. So we're, like, trying to get her phone unlocked. And try to figure out, like, we're like, who did you come here with? Mm-hmm. So she finally gets it out that she came there, like, with her brother. And so I get her phone, I text brother, and I'm like, hey, like, we have your sister in the bathroom. I don't know where you are, but, like, she's messed up. So, like, we need to find you.
Yeah.
And so we go outside, and I guess he was kind of waiting on her because he wasn't all that far away from the bathroom. And it wasn't a was huge venue.
Was he fucked up?
Yo, listen.
He was fucked up?
And, like, here's the thing, like, bro, and he saw her ass, too, and he was like, like, he just was like,
this bitch. So he wasn't fucked up.
No, he was. They were all fucked up, and God. They weren't drunk either. Like, she literally was looking at, like, everything like it was glistening stars. I don't know. I've never done Molly, so I don't know, like, what that would, but I feel like that would be my guess. Maybe. Because, like, she was excited that we were all picking her up. And, like, I don't know.
She could have been on shrooms.
Maybe. Like, she'd had to have eaten a big bag of them. Like, it's possible. It's definitely possible. But he wasn't any better. He was, like, slumped against the wall outside.
They just need to take a nap.
Dude, it was crazy. Bro, like, I was like, I hope they're not going to, like, try to drive home or some shit.
I know.
Bro, this just goes to show you, though. I don't really go to the city that often. But it's wild down there. They're wild.
You never gonna catch me so fucked up that I can't leave somewhere. You know what I mean? Bro. Like, tactfully.
But I was every single time I've come to the bathroom tonight, it has escalated. It has gotten just more and more weird as I have, you know what I mean? It was crazy.
I have a weird, it's not a bathroom story, but someone used the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was also at a concert, but they just squatted and, like, peed.
On the floor?
On the ground. This girl just had a dress on, and she just popped a squat and just pissed. I was like, that bitch is pissing right now.
Yeah. Where was she? It was outside?
Just in the middle of the concert. Like, outside. There was drains, though.
At least
like,
it was outside.
That's why there has to be drains. I'm sure it was concrete. But, it, like, there was definitely, like, this big, like, drain, which I guess is put actually for flooding. Like, but now I'm wondering if this guy... That hoe literally just popped a squat and pulled her panties over and pissed.
Was it a city area?
I don't know. It was when we were in
that concert up in with the car.
Carolina.
Yeah.
I can't even remember if it's it was
like
South
that's
Carolina.
Like is that like EDM or like what kind of concert was that?
It's like I don't really know how to explain it. It's Rufus Du Sol. I don't really know what you would call their music. But it's kind of EDM, but it's better. It's better than that. It's because it's got deep lyrics, deep meaningful lyrics. It's so good.
Better.
Yeah, I was like, that bitch is pissing.
Bro, listen.
I was like, yo, she's Okay. I was like, that's listen, fucking nasty. That's so nasty.
It's fucking wild. So
those concerts get crazy.
I'm not people even gonna just lie to you.
Care.
We were out one night and somebody I know like drank like so fucking much and she literally like made us like hold her hands while she like beat.
Oh, well that's normal, I feel like.
No. No. Like it was outside. Like
still,
in the public. It was like a little bit more down an alley, so there wasn't nobody around. But apparently I haven't been around enough drunk girls to have like these kinds of experiences in my whole life. Yeah. So she literally was just like, hold me. Like I'm fucked up, but I'm about to squat and piss right now. And I was just
was
like,
she in a dress? Pants?
Girl, I don't even remember. Probably pants. I feel like pants. It was this cold. I was shocked. I would never do anything like that. Well, okay. Not around people, not in front of nobody.
Yeah.
I didn't have a situation.
I let Ellie pee everywhere all the time like
well,
that.
Well, she's a baby.
Yeah, she's a baby though. I literally just...
You just better hope that she don't think that's okay when she's like 7. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if nobody sees her.
Bro, if that's the rule.
Never mind. I'm not going to tell that story.
That's okay. Skip right on.
God, it's funny, though. It's bad, though. Never mind. I don't know if I want to share that. Because I did something similar to that one time, but it was like I was stuck. I just had to go so bad. I was finna pee on myself.
Yeah, I've had one of those.
But it would have fucked the whole situation up, so I just peed. Not all my... Okay, whatever. I'll just tell it. All right. So, something about having kids, though. When you have kids, bro, you get put in weird situations. You do weird shit. Life gets hard. And if you gotta do some weird shit to make life easier, you just gotta fucking do that shit. So, we're at this park. Nobody's there, mind you. There is cameras, though. Uh-huh. I'd rather they work or not. Who fucking knows? But it's like, I would have had to pack her up in the car, buckle her in the car seat, drive down to the bathroom. There was not a bathroom, like, at this park.
Unbuckle her. Get her out.
Yeah, put her back in the car, drive, like, all the way back down to the park. I'm not doing it. So, I just got on the tire swing, like under the tire swing. Elodie's swinging, and sure enough, I just pulled my shorts over and I just kicked the gravel side and peed.
Yeah.
And I just kicked the gravel back over it. I don't know if that's illegal or not. It might be.
Maybe
nobody
not.
Was there.
Maybe she did that.
And
maybe
you wouldn't have even... You could have been standing right in front of me. You
maybe you're
known.
Like just fucking kidding. Like no one could ever know.
Yeah,
could be like Reddit. Like not even real stories. Like am I the asshole? The whole thread's not even fucking real.
I don't know, bro.
I had to pee. I'm just saying
shit. Why am I so tired? Well, we did shoulders earlier. Yo, I can do like 8 pull-ups now.
8.
Right. I used to could do 0.
Let's go.
And I used to could only do them underhanded. But I can do them overhanded now. Wide grip. Wide grip, I can only do like 3.
Yeah.
But close and over the top, I can do like 8.
Well, like really wide's like hard.
Yeah, it's just all lats.
It's really hard.
I want to be able to do like 5 solid. Like my lats are getting bigger.
Sheesh. So we need to go out and do some rowing.
Sore. Yeah, something.
Bro, did I tell you we went on that fucking river trip in Pensacola? I fucking was like leading the troops.
Hell yeah.
Jody was drunk as hell. And I took her paddle. She got the last paddle. I was rowing us. I had like, I don't know, like 8 of us or something. And I'm fucking leading the front, paddling for like a good amount of the trip. And I did not get sore.
Really?
I did not get sore. And I was freaked out by it. Because I was like,
a lat strength.
Bro, doing hair has done shit to my body. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So. Excuse me. I had a burp. All right. So, moral of the fucking episode story. Avoid clear backpacks unless you have clear guidelines on how to fucking use them.
You gotta finesse that shit if you got a clear backpack. Listen, you gotta finesse.
Don't be stupid, all right? And don't do drugs you can't handle in public places.
And always have a way to get home.
Yeah, and have like a spotter. Like you need a friend like that's not fucked up. Where's your sober friend? It's not
dysfunctional as shit.
Dear God. Get it. And last off, get it to fucking together. Get it together.
Be on drugs, but don't be on drugs that where you going to sleep in the bathroom stall. Wait, just kidding. Don't be on drugs, actually.
You're in the bathroom stall passed out with your vajayjay out?
Too much.
It's too much. All right?
You can't handle it. Everybody sees it.
We all saw it. It's too much. You can't handle it. I shouldn't be buttoning strangers' pants like that. Strange. Stranger. Strangers with strange buttons and things. Yeah, what's that? That's all, folks. Two honest who we rock truth bomb steady. Scrappy banging joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic youngest cooking plates full so heavy.